Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Time to take a look at our pick of five things to do in Cape Town this coming weekend. And we get to start with the opportunity to enjoy an absolutely iconic piece of music. The Philharmonia Choir of Cape Town will be presenting Carmina Burana at City Hall this weekend. The famous work by German composer Karl Orff. On the line with me is Chairman Christine Ricks. Tell us a little bit more about the history of the piece.
The reason that people know Carmina Burana so well is that a lot of the music in it is used in adverts, especially the, I think one of the aftershaves in the 80s and 90s used this particular theme. It's a work of poems and it's in old German. For the concert we will be using the two piano and percussion version, so not the full orchestra.
Okay.
We've got two fantastic pianists accompanying us, François Dutoy, who I'm sure everybody knows, and Sandra Kettel-Lopser. Two of them will be playing the two concert grand pianos, which belong to the Cape Philharmonic Orchestra. And it's very, very exciting with the pianos. And then the percussion will be led by Frank Mallows, also well-known Cape Townian percussionist. So the Carmina Burana part will be in the second half after interval, and the first half, Sandra Kettel and François Dutoy will be playing some piano duets, by Mozart, Rachmaninoff and Scaramouche. And then Frank Mallows is also bringing along a percussion ensemble of young people, and they're called Foldem Percussion Ensemble, and they will be playing a three-part sonatina. So the whole concert will be based around pianos, percussion, and wonderful singing.
Sounds like an absolutely fabulous evening, Christine. Now let's get to the details of booking tickets. How much are they, and where do you acquire them?
You need to go to Quicket, which is www.quicket.co.za. Tickets are selling fast, but there will be tickets at the door. The price is 250 and 210 rand per seat. It starts at 8 o'clock in the City Hall. One thing I would just like to mention is that could concert goers please make sure that they park on the Grand Parade where we have security, but only on the City Hall side of the Grand Parade.
Friday evening at 8 p.m. at the City Hall, the Philharmonia Choir of Cape Town presenting Carmina Burana as part of a varied program of music. Christine Ricks, we hope it is a spectacular success. Thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Thank you very much, Pippa.
Well, from singing, percussion and pianos to dance, there is a quite unique opportunity this weekend to see a presentation of Flemish dance in South Africa. Two outstanding dance companies from Flanders in Belgium will be performing at the Baxter Theatre Centre this weekend in a production known as B. It's a lively interaction between seven dancers and three boxers with a focus on successive daily rounds of continual drive to stay alive and keep fighting for a better life. A large-scale set and lots of excitement represented within the boxing arena and creating a space where two very different worlds and disciplines merge and intertwine. There is an age restriction on the show. Please note it's not suitable for the under 14s, but anybody else is welcome to pick up a ticket for the performances on Friday and Saturday evening. They both start at 8 p.m. and they're at the Baxter Concert Hall. Tickets cost 80 rand for students and senior citizens, otherwise 150 rand per person. You also have an opportunity to see some of our most exciting young up-and-coming talented jazz musicians in action this weekend. It is the Artscape Theatre's opportunity to once again present the annual Youth Jazz Festival. It is an event that showcases amazing young talent, and since 2003, musical director Amanda Tiffin has led a group of jazz musicians to act as mentors for young musicians, and they work together very closely over a 10-week period in preparation for this festival. The evening's program will consist of 100% South African jazz. It sounds absolutely delightful. It starts 8 p.m. on Saturday evening at the Artscape Theatre. Tickets are only 80 rand ahead. Our next pick takes us back to the Baxter Theatre Centre, this time for theatre, not dance. And it is drawing towards the end of the annual Zabalaza Theatre Festival. I really don't want you to miss out on the opportunity to go and see a show called Ukua Kwenkaba, which loosely translated means the cutting or falling of the umbilical cord. Mthombisi Mpantle has written and directs an ensemble cast of 7 performers who use music, movement and drama to tackle the plight of women who are forced to raise their children on their own. The show is performed in isiXhosa with some English. There is an age restriction of 13 years. There are shows Friday evening at 8 p.m. and then Saturday morning at 11 and Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. It's all happening at the Baxter Theatre Complex. Tickets are 60 Rand for scholars and students and 100 Rand for everybody else. You can book via web tickets.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
Well, last but not least, we'd like to direct you to the A4 Arts Foundation to experience an art exhibition with a difference, because it's focused on a radio presenter's favorite medium of sound. Josh Ginsberg is director of the A4 Arts Foundation. Tell us more about the new exhibition.
The show is curated by a Joburg-based curator named Alicia Panchia, and she has a research interest in the way we listen and, well, what we understand dependent on how we listen. And she's configured or curated an exhibition that involves podcasts, vinyl records, video media, and essentially listening spaces where one can take time and try and understand something about where we live or where others live in relation to the sounds that those places make or the sounds we project onto those spaces. So the sonic landscapes that I imagined. Unreal.
It sounds absolutely fascinating. And you're drawing on works and sounds from literally all over the continent of Africa, aren't you?
Well, actually from all over the world. There is a fantastic project that is called Sahel Sounds, which looks at the Sahel, that's it, Sahel region, which is northwestern on the continent, where an individual has engaged a whole bunch of audio practitioners and collected different approaches to sound and music and produced a series of vinyl records. But that's one single project. In other instances, Pavisha's brought together a project by Andrew Peckler that looks at Phantom Islands. These were supposed islands, spaces that adventurers, I suppose, identified while at sea, but were in fact never discovered. And Andrew's gone on to kind of imagine the soundscapes of these places and speak and think a little bit about these imagined territories.
It sounds absolutely fascinating. How do listeners get to experience it? Josh, where do they come and for how long is it going to be running at the A4 Arts Foundation?
Sure. Okay, well, it starts at 6 o'clock. It's free to public, as is everything at A4. It's an exhibition, but like I say, it's a listening space. So you come and you sit and you try something and listen and look. The exhibition will run from about 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and then the address is 23 Betancourt Street in Cape Town, so it's Lower Betancourt Street, just between the District 6 museums. And the exhibition runs for the next 2.5 months.
Director of the A4 Arts Foundation, Josh Ginsberg, thanks so much for your time, and I hope it's really well supported, Josh.
Thank you very much, Pippa. Take care.